I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. Vladimir Putin, in these last days, says he accepts an invitation from China to visit China, Beijing, and Xi Jinping himself during the Belt and Road Summit within these next weeks. Unusual. Gordon, China and Russia, the no limits partnership. The old days, the one who travels to the other's capital is subordinate. Does that still apply here in the 21st century, Gordon, from China's point of view? If you travel to me, I'm in charge?
Well, that's the way the Chinese think from imperial times. But Xi Jinping did go to Moscow in the middle of March, where they had that famous meeting where Xi Jinping, when he was bidding farewell to Putin, said, basically, we're the bosses of the world and we're driving events. Now, the United States sent four senior officials to China in a row without requiring a return visit. And that does suggest in Xi Jinping's mind that the Americans believe they are vassals.
We welcome Rebecca Koffler, a former DIA intelligence officer. She is the author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. She's also launching cuttothenews.com, her new site to watch news about Mr. Putin and his colleagues as they move around the planet or not. Rebecca, very good evening to you. Now, the Russia desk at certain agencies, how would they read this news that Putin's going to Beijing about the Belt and Road Summit, which I think is materially no longer the hot topic on the planet? Good evening to you, Rebecca.
Good evening, and such a pleasure to be here with you, John, and your listeners. Well, the three-letter agencies, which I used to be a part of, will interpret it as we have been, that Russia has no choice. I mean, Putin is subservient to Xi Jinping. Russia is now the junior partner to China. So, of course, he's going to accept Xi's invitation. They have a big agenda to discuss, you know, aside from the Belt and Road. And by the way, Putin just had an appearance on Russian national TV where he was just so complimentary of Xi and praising his so-called brand. He said that One Belt, One Road has become an international, quote, brand. So, of course, he's trying to be the propagandist for Xi because he needs a lot of stuff from him as he is in the middle of waging his war on Ukraine. So that's going to be a huge powwow that all of the intelligence community, the three-letter agencies are going to watch. All hands on deck over there.
Gordon, can you imagine that Putin didn't get the mass email that said Belt and Road no longer a winner?
I'm sure he skipped that part. But Xi Jinping wants to show the world that Belt and Road is, as Rebecca just said. So he's hosting this grand ceremony in Beijing, and he wants everybody to attend. And as Rebecca pointed out, Putin believes that he is subordinate to China, which does certainly look to be the case.
You have a question for Rebecca.
Rebecca, Russia has its own transportation links throughout, for instance, Central Asia that compete with the Belt and Road. And China's links are east-west. Russia's are basically north-south. How is the contest in Central Asia doing these days between the Russians and the Chinese?
Well, they're basically wrestling for dominance, despite Putin being very complimentary and just playing this great game with China, this so-called no limits partnership. They are actually competitors when it comes to One Belt and Road, and Central Asia is just one of the areas that they are in competition. But Russia is not right now in a position to call the shots. Putin is in the middle of a very vicious war that is draining his resources. He's relying on countries like North Korea, for goodness sake, to help him out with munitions, to help him out with weaponry. And so, yes, he's going to do everything that Xi wants him to do. And Central Asia, by the way, there's another conflict brewing. The Nagorno-Karabakh, and Russia is not, again, in a favorable position there, as the Armenians just decided to, you know, stir some trouble over there. That's not good for Putin. He's already stretched in pain. So this is a very, very critical time right now. And Putin, of course, does not want to admit weakness. So what he said in his recent statement is that the Russia and China partnership want to create, and I quote, a large Eurasian space. Both of them refer to the statement that Brzezinski made a few years ago, that that who controls Eurasia controls the world. And so these two, the so-called partnership, although of course they're not strategic partners, they're more like the marriage of convenience, and in the long term they're adversaries, but they want to present to the rest of the world that they are partnership and want to secure this space with the Belt and Road and with the Russian transportation network.
Quickly, Rebecca, once upon a time, Vostok 2010, a war game practicing with this scenario, the collapse of the DPRK, North Korean chaos and violence, leading to a crisis in Beijing, leading to a nuclear-fueled exchange between Russia and China. That was the scenario, although they didn't name China. That suggests to me that there's probably a war plan in Beijing about a war with Russia. That's my guess. Do you guess the same thing, Rebecca?
Well, I don't have to guess, John. I know this for a fact, having served in the intelligence community. You're right. You're spot on. Both countries have war plans. Russia does for a war with China, and China does as well. In fact, the former chief of the general staff, Nikolai Makarov, back in 2010, the same year that you just quoted that war game, stated that China, and I quote, is Russia's geopolitical adversary number two, with number one being NATO. And so despite the fact that Putin and Xi are all lovey-dovey, you know, publicly with each other, they do have war plans on the books. And talking about nuclear weapons that you just mentioned, it is not a coincidence, comrade, as the Russians like to say, that China is tripling its nuclear arsenal by 2035. It's because Russia trumps China, and not just China, but currently the U.S., when it comes to its nuclear arsenal. And so why, ask yourself a question, why is Joe Biden afraid to give enough weaponry to Ukraine to right, achieve victory? It is because Russia has a unique nuclear doctrine where it is prepared to take the world to World War III. And so China knows this. China has paid attention that we're not deploying forces into Ukraine. And so it is sticking with its plan to triple its nuclear arsenal at the time that we are actually not even modernizing ours.
Rebecca Koffler, former intelligence officer, her new website is Cut to the Chase. CutToTheNews.com. Gordon Chang, I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.